Welcome to Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, broadcasting this Monday, January 27, 2025. Destabilizing economic factors threaten to upend Australian consumer spending, with turbulence expected ahead. As revealed by the Commonwealth Bank of Australia, potential fiscal drag from unindexed tax rates, coupled with the phasing out of prior tax privileges, could diminish household expenses. An additional challenge arises as pandemic-era savings dwindle and real wage growth merely hovers around 0.5%, failing to outpace inflation. Moreover, an anticipated shrinkage in bulk commodity revenues could be a stumbling block for future tax cuts, adding to the mounting economic pressures. As a result, there's a growing clamor for sweeping tax reforms. Hence, Australians are urged to adopt strategic financial planning and exercise prudence in their expenditures in light of these uncertainties. In other news, a discourse for superannuation choices is brewing in the financial services industry. The Financial Services Council is advocating for the next federal government to reconsider the Your Future, Your Super initiative, criticizing its heavy reliance on default superannuation policies. They argue these frameworks often ignore engaged customers by leaning more towards generic default offerings, thereby limiting personalized financial guidance. By challenging proposed practices like default-like performance tests and automatic enrollments in choice products, the Council emphasizes consumer education and individualized retirement planning. Their agenda is to further consumer choice and foster competition within the superannuation market, highlighting the necessity for policies that respect a variety of product offerings and promote informed individual decision-making. Also in our roundup, Queensland's financial overview indicates a horizon of expanding debt, significantly surpassing previous estimates of $172 billion to a staggering $277.8 billion by 2028, as declared by Treasurer David Janetsky. Although expected to post a surplus of $887 million by 2026-27, Queensland's financial situation has pivoted, with a predicated deficit of $9 billion. Criticisms from both sides of the government paint a tough fiscal climate, aggravated by reduced coal revenues. The findings exemplify the state's dependency on the resources sector and underscore the imperative for fiscal prudence and innovation in revenue generation. Lastly, Auto & General, an insurance company, has been reprimanded and directed to compensate a Brisbane homeowner $2,000 for mishandling a storm damage claim. The conflict emerged when the insurer falsely denied the claim based on a faulty evaluation. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with the homeowner, mandating Auto & General to rectify its procedural missteps and urging the necessity for independent assessments to avoid lengthy disputes in the future. That's all for today. Paige Estritori from Financial Services Online, making sure you're up to date with all the latest from Australia's financial landscape. For more insights, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Here's to informed decision-making and financial well-being.